So let's review. The Mishnah at the end of the previous daf said, "Lishmai v'shalay lishmai pasul." If somebody brings a Karban Pesach, first having a kavana of lishmai, and then shalay lishmai, it's pasul. Boy, Rav Papa. Rav Papa asks whether the Mishnah meant that the person had both kavanas, b'avoyda achas, during a single avoyda of the Karban, and our Mishnah assumes, like Rabbi Yosi, that when a person makes two contradictory statements about an action, af b'gma dvar av adam nitvas, we reckon with both statements, regardless of what order he said them in, therefore in our case, lishmai v'shalay lishmai, oy shalay lishmai u'lishmai, pasul. Regardless of whether the kavana shalay lishmai came first or last, the carbon would be pasul. Idilma b'shti avoydistnan. Or, maybe it's talking about having these two kavanas during two different avoydis, in which case even Reb Meir, who generally follows the first of two contradictory expressions, can be the author of a Mishnah, because within a single avodah, the kavana was solely shalei lishma. The Gemara presents four proofs. First, the line in the Mishnah about lishmai v'shalei lishmai must be talking about avodah achas, because if it were about shtei avodahs, we already covered that case in the earlier part of the Mishnah when we spoke about ha-pesach sheshachta shalei lishmai, the kibul b'halach v'zarek shalei lishmai, which means he did one of the avodah shalei lishmai. The Gemara refutes this proof, because both lines may be about shtei avodahs, and the Seifa is different than the Reisha in that it speaks about having both kavanas during one avodah about two avodahs. For example, lishmai v'shalay lishmai. During the shechita, he had in mind that the shechita should be lishmai, and the subsequent zrika should be shalay lishmai, and the chiddush is that mechashvin me'avod l'avodah. If during one avodah, the kohen had a kavana shalay lishmai, or another machshavas psul about one of the subsequent avodas, the korban would be pasul. Second, the cases of lishmai v'shalei lishmai, oy shalei lishmai v'lishmai must be about one avoda, because if they were about two avodas, once we learn that doing a first avoda lishmai and the second shalei lishmai would make it pasul, it should be obvious that when the first avoda is shalei lishmai and the second is lishmai, it would be pasul. The Gemara answers that it's really talking about shtei avodas. And even though the case of shalei lishmai lishmai is unnecessary, the Mishnah teaches it since it taught the reverse case of lishmai v'shalei lishmai, which is necessary. The Gemara next brings two additional proofs from two parts of the next Mishnah, Anav Samach Alfam and Alf, which seem to be referring to a case of avodah achas. Therefore, we should assume our Mishnah to be speaking of avodah achas as well. However, the Gemara concludes, Hakadisa v'hakadisa, the two Mishnahs do not necessarily have to be speaking about the same case. The next Mishnah can indeed be speaking of avodah achas, and our Mishnah can be speaking of shtei avodahs. The Gemara goes on to another case of lishmai v'shalei lishmai. The halacha is that during the year, any day other than Erev Pesach, a Korban Pesach can be brought as a Korban Shlam. However, if he brought it l'shem Pesach, it is pasul, because a Korban Pesach can only be brought on Erev Pesach. Therefore, the Gemara asks the following shayla. Ibailu. Pesach sheshachtu b'shar yemei sashana lishmai v'shalei lishmai mahu. If a person shechs the Korban Pesach during the year with both kavanas, does the shalei lishmai, the intention for it not to be a Korban Pesach, but a Korban Shlamim, make it kosher as a Shlamim? Rav Dimi wants to prove that it should be pasul, because if mixed kavanas cause the Pesach to become pasul on Erev Pesach, they should also cause it to become pasul during the year. Rav Dimi refutes this proof because the psul of shalei lishmai on Erev Pesach is noig b'chal hazvachim, a well-established psul by all kavanas, and therefore strong enough to override a proper kavana. However, the psul of lishmai b'karban Pesach during the year is unique, because there are no other kavanas where lishmai is a problem, and therefore not strong enough to override the acceptable kavana shalei lishmai. Instead, Rava wants to prove that it is kasher, because stama lishmai kai, we generally assume a karban is being brought lishma. And still, when a person shechs it shalei lishmai throughout the year, we ignore the stam lishma and say that the carbon is kosher. Here too, we should ignore the explicit kavana lishma in favor of the kavana shalei lishmai. Avada Bar Hava refutes this raya, because dilma shani hecha de amar mihecha de layamar. Perhaps an explicit kavana lishma is stronger than the assumption of stam lishma. In fact, we find this svara regarding the psul of shalei la'eichlav, shechting the Pesach for the sake of people who cannot eat it, which is discussed at length on the next daf. We would generally assume a korban is shechted la'eichlov, for people who can eat it, yet although it would be kosher when there is explicit kavana for eichlov and shalai eichlov, If the explicit kavana is only shaloi la'echlev, it is possible. This clearly shows that implied kavana is not as strong as explicit kavana. Rava responds that implied kavana is every bit as strong as explicit kavana, but there is no implied kavana to shecht la'echlev, since people withdraw their associations with kabanas all the time.